Welcome to yet another edition of the Preview Report, everybody. It's all brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's Sunday Night Football on a holiday weekend. Giants and Packers at MetLife Stadium. Hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. And the Giants are coming off their bye week, and they are getting healthier. It looks like Kenny Phillips is finally ready to make his return, and the Giants can use him in some of those three safety packages with, of course, Stevie Brown on Ontra roll back there in the secondary. Those guys can help trying to slow down Aaron Rodgers. Jaquan Williams looks like he'll be maybe a game-time decision, but very iffy as he's going to play on Sunday. Keep an eye on the injury report in terms of Jaquan Williams. As for the Packers, they have some serious injury problems. Their best pass rusher, Clay Matthews, has a hamstring. He's been labeled doubtful all week by their head coach. Sam Shields is not going to play. They're one of their good cornerbacks. Charles Woodson, one of their veteran cornerbacks, he's not going to play either. So a lot of injuries for the Packers. The Giants with a good opportunity here to increase their lead in the NFC East with the Redskins beating the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us, everybody. A lot coming up on today's show. You'll hear from a bunch of Giant players in the locker room, including a one-on-one with Mathias Kiwanuka. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. With it, Anita Marks and Michael Eisen. It's all brought to you by PSE&G.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag. You ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is Hammer. Love the name.
Hammer.
Coming in from Cleveland, Ohio. My family's from Akron, by the way, so shout out to Ohio folk. How do the Giants handle having all three safeties healthy this week?
Well, let's hope they're all healthy. Kenny Phillips is supposed to return to practice this week. He's missed six games, but if he's back, he and Ontra Roll and Stevie Brown would form a nice triumvirate. And I guess the Giants would use them much as they used their three safeties when Deion Grant was here, which is extensively. The Packers are a big passing team. Jerron Holsley, I think, has struggled a little bit as the third corner. So I think you'll see, if Phillips is healthy, three safeties on the field quite often.
Great problem for Perry Field to have, I'm sure. This is Allie in Louisville, Kentucky, wants to know, what do you think the Giants have to do in their final six games to make the playoffs?
Win.
Of course. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Going into the season, I said the magic number was 10 to make it to the playoffs. Do you still think it's 10 or you think it's 9?
I don't know so much a number. I think that the Giants have to win the division. I think the way the conference is, it's such a strong, the NFC is so strong this year. I don't think you can count on a wild card. I think somehow they have to win the division, and that's going to mean finishing a game ahead of Dallas, because I don't think they're going to win tiebreakers with Dallas. So they really just got to keep winning. These games are crucial, especially against these conference teams.
And keep in mind, the Giants' schedule from here on out, a lot more difficult than the Dallas Cowboys.
Very, very much so.
This is Keith in Manhattan, wants to know, what's the most important thing that needs to happen to get the Giants' offense back on track?
The knee-jerk reaction is always say get the running game going, and everything will feed off that. But I really think since Eli Manning has not thrown a touchdown pass for three games, it's really getting the passing game going. That was so important early in the year when the Giants were playing well. Now that Hakeem Nicks is healthy, hopefully Victor Cruz will benefit from that. And I think the Giants' offense is at its best when Eli Manning is throwing the ball and throwing for touchdowns.
Again, he's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. This has been Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFN, and, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, belated happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, John.
And it should be a fun weekend. Giants and Packers, a very important game for Big Blue, trying to keep that lead over the Cowboys and the Redskins in the NFC East.
Yeah, it's two games in the loss column now, courtesy of what RG3 did to Dallas the other day. And, of course, the Giants are looking at a Packers team that's kind of almost a division rival. I mean, John, they're playing them for the third time in the last 11 months.
No doubt about it. And the Packers are a different team than what they were last year when the Giants played them. They are much improved on defense, and a lot of that has to do with the pass rush. Eli Manning is ready.
If you can protect and have time to let, you know, routes develop, there are some possibilities to get the ball down the field. But, you know, they're also, you know, good at getting to the pass to the quarterback, and they get a lot of sacks. And that pressure can, cause the quarterback to throw the ball a little bit before he wants to. And with the aggressive play of the secondary, they get some turnovers.
Paul, the Packers have the second most sacks in the league with 33. But there is a caveat. Clay Matthews, their best pass rusher, likely not going to play in this game with that hamstring. But the Packers still bring a lot of blitzes. Dom Capers is very creative. The Giants have to protect their quarterback.
Well, you mentioned Matthews, 9 sacks and 3 forced fumbles. The guy wreaks havoc anytime he's on the field. But, you know, you also have to remember, this is a team that's got 6 new guys on defense. They drafted all D, knowing after what the Giants did to them in the playoffs, they had to get better. So they've got 12 picks, which is tied for 6th in the NFL. So, John, as Eli said, they're aggressive. They take chances. They're flying around. They'll do everything they can to disrupt you. But at the same time, they're still 21st in the league in pass defense, so Eli will have room to cut them up.
And his decision-making has to improve. 3 straight games without a touchdown, Eli hopes to turn things around against the Green Bay Packers. And his wide receivers will have to have success against a very opportunistic Green Bay secondary. Victor Cruz knows it's going to be a challenge.
You know, they picked the right spots. They got some talented players over there, whether it be rookies, whether it be, you know, guys that have been there. They got some talent over there. So they do a good job of reading through the quarterback, reading through the receiver's routes, and making some plays. And on the other side, they do a good job of letting some big plays go by them as well. So we just got to be able to stay disciplined and understand that, you know, both sides are going to make some plays, but we have to be the one with the last big play.
Paul, you mentioned it. They have 12 interceptions. MD Jennings, a undrafted player, been in the league a couple years. Then Casey Hayward, their rookie cornerback in the second round, he has 5 picks. They are very, very opportunistic back there.
Yeah, and you have to remember something, too. This is also a team that, in addition to getting younger and more aggressive and more hungry, they're a lot quicker than they were in the past. And, you know, we saw the Giants in the 2 meetings against the Packers last year. In the first couple of series of both of those games, the Giants hit a big play for a touchdown of 60-plus yards. You know, they don't want the Giants to beat them over the top. So, again, they increased their speed and their quickness. Now, can the Giants get it done this week? Well, how healthy is Akeem Nicks coming off of that bye? You know, he's only got 1 touchdown. That came against Tampa way, way, way back when at the beginning of the season.
And the Packers are without their 2 veteran cornerbacks, Sam Shields and Charles Woodson, right, both not going to play in this game. But you mentioned that influx of youth. They've given the Packers valuable depth, and they've been able to survive without those 2 veteran cornerbacks. On the other side of the ball, the Giants have to worry about Aaron Rodgers. Now, he isn't having the best year in the history of the NFL type year that he had last year.
He's pretty good.
But the last 5 games, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, leads the NFL in quarterback rating. This guy's good. An onshore role knows the Giants have to play extremely well if they want to stop him.
You know, he's a guy that always pretty much plays at a very, very high consistent level. You know, you never really have up and down games from Roger. You know, he always keeps it pretty consistent, which is a high level, and very fast relief, very, very accurate quarterback, and more importantly, the chemistry between Rodgers and the receiver is always successful. So, you know, we just got to do a better job than those guys. You know, we got to go out there and handle our game plan and, you know, approach it as if, you know, it's a playoff atmosphere.
And, Paul, Aaron Rodgers, 27 touchdowns, just 6 picks. He is a heck of a quarterback, and he goes to a lot of different players. But first on Rodgers, he's great in the pocket, very accurate, and he can use his legs to extend plays.
Well, his completion rate right now is at 67% for the season, which obviously is very, very good. The thing is, he is so incredibly accurate and so cerebral, and, you know, they use the 3-step drop, they use the quick releases, they use the timing routes. You know, he's got 4 different guys who've caught at least 30 passes this year, John. He's very good at picking out that one open guy. He'll look for the second, third, fourth option on any given play. On 1st and 10, they're running a minimum of 3 targets in the passing game 75% of the time. Why? Because they know they don't run the ball very well, John. They're going to put the ball in Rodgers' hands and let him pick out the guy who's going to get them the right play. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, Alex Green and James Starks have not been very consistent this year. James Starks took back over the starting role running back last week. Still only rushed for 70-something yards on 20 carries, 3-point-something yard average. Nothing to write home about. But he has all his other weapons healthy. Jordy Nelson is back. James Jones is having a career year, no longer drops the football. JerMichael Finley hasn't had a great year, but he's still there as well, a good athlete, a tight end. But their biggest weapon? One of their draft picks a couple years ago. That's Randall Cobb.
They put him in the backfield. They put him in the slot. They put him on the outside. So when you have a great playmaker like that, you just try to find ways to give him the ball.
And Prince Amukamara has had a strong sophomore season. But, Paul, Randall Cobb does everything. Runs the ball out of the backfield. Goes in the slot. splits out wide. He's their punt returner. He's their kick returner. And he hasn't allowed the Packers to miss Greg Jennings. Their number one target, hasn't played this year, won't be back for another week or two. He's been great.
Yeah, the only thing that you could say about Cobb is that despite his production, he's only averaging about 10 yards a catch, which is maybe a little bit down for such a guy who is so dynamic. But, John, there's no question he can beat you in a variety of ways. They want to make sure that you don't just match him up one-on-one with anybody. They want different mismatches. They're going to try to even get him on a linebacker if they possibly can. He's caught a touchdown pass in four straight and has 7 on the season.
And, Paul, you'll be back with us for our keys to the game.
Okay, John.
But first, let's go inside the locker room where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with Mathias Kiwanuka, one of the players who will have to slow down that Packers offense.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Mathias Kiwanuka. This is your Giants insider. And first and foremost, you guys, coming off of a bye week, even though it did come late, how's the feel of your teammates, the locker room right now? You guys feel refreshed?
Oh, we definitely feel refreshed. I think timing-wise, this is about as good as a slot as you can have a bye week. We definitely needed it. You know, we were, you know, in a little bit of a funk there, but I feel like everybody's ready to come back, dedicated, focused on their craft, and ready to go.
Everybody's talking about your schedule from here on out. We know it's a difficult one, but I know players, you take one team at a time. Talk about the Green Bay Packers and your next matchup.
Yeah, we always know. You know, whenever you play a team of this caliber, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. And the challenge is going to be for us just being disciplined in our, you know, run fits, our gap assignments, and then on the back end, you know, taking care of whatever zone or whatever man matchups we have. So, you know, the key has been all along just to, you know, same thing, stop the run, get after the quarterback, and then defend the ball when it's in the air.
Talk about stopping the run. Pretty interesting. The Green Bay Packers, they've used Alex Green for quite a while, but if you did watch the game on Sunday, they used a lot of James Stark. So who do you prepare for, and does it make it different in regard to going up against running backs who have different running styles?
Yeah, I mean, I think you watch the running backs and you make a mental note of what they're not only capable of, but what their, you know, their tendencies are. You know, if he's a slasher, if he's a jump cutter or something of that nature. But for the most part, it's about, you know, like I said, being disciplined and making sure that we understand first and foremost what our defense is supposed to do and then our job within that defense. And I think, you know, we get that down, we'll have a much better chance.
And last but not least, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Getting to Aaron Rodgers, your thoughts on his offensive line and how well or maybe not as well as their offense has performed this season as we've seen in the past?
You know, I would say regardless of what they have or haven't done in the past, we still have to go out there and we still have to prove that, you know, we're a better defensive line than they are as an offensive line. The key to any game, especially this one, is getting to the quarterback. You know, you talk about a guy who can make reads, he can make checks at the line of scrimmage, he can look down the field and move his feet at the same time. We got to be able to get there, get in his face early and often, and get him out of his rhythm.
Great. Kiwi, thank you so much. Kiwi, Anita Marks, John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. Now it's time for our keys to the game. We're rejoined by Paul Dottino. And, Paul, what are you focusing on? What's the one thing the Giants need to do to beat the Packers on Sunday?
Well, John, you know, there are so many different ways you can go because the Giants had a number of things they had to fix during the bye week. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. But for me, it's all about containing the Packers' passing game because, you know, Rodgers has been sacked 32 times, which is the fourth most in the NFL. You can get to him, but it's all about disrupting his passing game with his receivers because they're throwing a lot of short stuff because they know his offensive line cannot protect. Well, that means more aggressive, more physical play by the corners. Don't give them clean releases off the line of scrimmage, John. He's got too many weapons who can find the holes, who can get open, who Rodgers can hit right on the numbers. Be aggressive with those corners, and I think the Giants have a good chance to win the game.
The Packers have the 8th fewest plays of 20-plus yards this season. Uncharacteristic considering what they've done in the past.
Sure.
I'm going to go with a more generic thing, and that's win the battle at the line of scrimmage. You hit the needle, you hit the mark right on the head with Aaron Rodgers getting to him and sacking him. How about protecting Eli Manning? The Packers want to get to the quarterback. You got to protect your own quarterback. And how about running the football? That'll make the Packers respect the run. Maybe Akeem Nicks can get some single coverage and Victor Cruz down the field.
That would help.
It would help a lot. Paul, we thanks a lot. Appreciate the time as always.
You got it, John.
And thanks a lot for joining us in this week's edition of the Preview Report. It's a holiday weekend. Hope you guys enjoy it. And we'll see you on Sunday night at MetLife Stadium.